Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to the Kitchen Garden Magazine podcast, your fortnightly fix of gardening features, advice and chat. Subscribe and follow us now to never miss an episode.
Just wild about garlic. There's always garlic on hand in Rob Smith's kitchen. This month, he explains why. If there is one thing I love to grow in the garden, it has to be garlic, with its hot and spicy taste when eaten raw, changing to sweet and flavoursome when cooked. In fact, I grow at least three different types to keep me in homegrown garlic all year. When it comes to garlic, there are a few different types you can grow, and it's worth thinking about what you want it for and where it is to grow before making your choice and buying the seed garlic. There are two main types of garlic, softneck, Allium sativum, and hardneck, Allium sativum, variety Ophioscoridon, which we think of as typical garlic, forming bulbs with multiple cloves. These don't just come in white, there are purple and pink streaked ones, and even ones with browner skin when dried. Softnecks and hardnecks. When it comes to choosing what to grow, it's probably easiest to describe the pros and cons of each type. Then, depending on what you want, you'll know which to grow in your own garden. Softnecks normally produce smaller bulbs, with more cloves per bulb, tightly packed together. They store for quite a long time, and if planted in spring, it's not uncommon to still have a bulb or two left when planting time comes around the following year. The flavour is said to be more mild, but that depends on the variety. Softnecks don't produce a flower spike. Hardnecks produce bigger bulbs with fewer, bigger cloves, which grow around a central flower spike, which can also be eaten. More on that later. These varieties can normally cope with colder winters, so they're better for more northerly gardens compared with their softneck cousins. The flavour is generally stronger on hardneck varieties, but they don't store for as long as softnecks, generally lasting until the new year. Now you'll be starting to see why I grow several varieties of garlic each year. The hardnecks give me big, strong-tasting cloves and edible flower spikes, whereas the softnecks keep me supplied with homegrown garlic for months. Fertile soil. It doesn't matter which type of garlic you want to grow, they all need the same requirements to produce good bulbs. Fertile soil is a must, so make sure to work in lots of well-rotted manure or homemade compost in advance, as garlic is a heavy feeder. I usually add 2 buckets per square metre. This may seem excessive, but trust me, your garlic will thank you for the extra goodness and produce some lovely bulbs. If you have acidic soil, it's best to add some garden lime, as garlics don't really like acidic soils and won't perform to their best. A well-draining site is also a must, so if your plot is prone to flooding or you are on clay, you can add 1 bucket of gravel per square metre and work it through well to improve the drainage, Or you can start plants off in modules or pots and plant them out in the spring. To do this, you simply plant a clove into each module or into its own 9 cm, 3.5 inch pot. Cover it with soil and keep the pot somewhere they won't get waterlogged. That could be in a cold frame, lean-to, or against the side of the house. Then, when spring arrives and the worst of the weather has passed, you can plant your established plants out in their final growing positions around March. Planting out. If you want to grow them in the ground, make sure you plant the cloves with the pointy end upwards and around 3 to 4 cm or 1 to 1.5 inches deep. Always dig a hole for the cloves and never push them into the soil, as you can damage the basal plate where the roots come from, and this can cause the clove to rot before it can grow. Spacing your cloves 15 centimetres or 6 inches apart will ensure you get a hoe in between them to keep them weed-free, as they hate to have any competition or be shaded out by other plants. February to March time, I always apply some sulphate of potash to help the plants bulk up. It will also strengthen them and help them cope with pests and disease better. This is all assuming you have planted your garlic in the autumn. However, there are also lots you can plant in the spring and some can be planted in the autumn or spring, so just make sure you check the planting requirements for the variety you want to grow. Hardnecks will not only produce garlic bulbs for you to harvest, they also produce scapes, flower spikes, which can be removed and eaten in stir-fries or added to soup, salads or anything else you want a milder garlic taste added to. To remove the scape, you just need to hold the plant where it emerges from the soil with one hand and hold the scape with the other and gently pull until it pops free from the plant. Try frying the scapes chopped up with mushrooms and serve on sourdough toast for a posh version of garlic mushrooms. Harvesting. Around 3 to 4 weeks before your bulbs are ready to harvest, it's time to stop watering the plants and allow them to start to ripen. It's also a good idea to make sure the bed is weed-free so that the plants have no competition for sun or nutrients in their final weeks. When you finally come to harvest your garlic, you'll need to remember which garlic you have grown, as hardnecks will usually have yellow and brown leaves towards the bottom of the plant around May to July, whereas softnecks will have yellowing leaves and the stalk may flop over onto the ground as it goes weak at the knees. Both are then ready to harvest, dry and store. Watch out for. Garlic suffers from the same problems as onions and leeks, so rust, white rot and allium leaf miner can be a problem sometimes. However, one of the main problems people always mention is when the garlic skins split and soil can get in between the cloves, making them look less attractive and prompting them to rot in storage. This is because the plants have been left in the ground too long before being harvested, and it's particularly problematic for elephant garlic. Therefore, be sure to harvest as soon as your plants are ready and enjoy them at their best. Elephant garlic. Allium ampeloprasum produces huge bulbs which can weigh up to 1 kilogram each. They're more closely related to leeks and have a much milder taste than regular garlic. Perfect to toast whole and smear on crunchy toast for the best garlic bread you've ever had. Cloves are really best planted in autumn to give them a longer growing period to achieve their potentially gigantic size. Society garlic. Tolbagia violacea isn't as hardy as regular garlic, as it originates from South Africa, where the strong tasting leaves were used to flavour meats and veg. Having a delicious smoked flavour and strong taste, it's best used in moderation and given some winter protection to encourage its beautiful pink flowers to bloom each year. I grow mine in pots, which I move into the unheated greenhouse for the winter. Wild garlic. Allium ursinum doesn't form bulbs like regular garlic. It is grown for its tasty leaves, which you can smell each spring if you go for a walk in the woods. They produce swathes of white flowers from April to June. This native plant can spread rapidly if given dappled shade, but that's fine with me, as I grow it behind the compost bins and make it into a delicious pesto each spring. Top tip. If you have no space in the garden, why not grow them in old buckets with drainage holes? You can plant 6 cloves per bucket, and as long as you keep them well watered in dry periods, you should end up with 6 healthy bulbs per bucket. If buckets aren't your thing, why not grow a few plants in the flower border where the leaves just look like any other allium and blend in easily? A perfect way to get more veg from your garden.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.